Okay, well, now on the English programme, we continue our series of programmes looking at the history and development of psychology as a discipline in the 21st century. We begin now looking at the breadth of psychological research and an evidence-based enterprise. Psychology is an evidence-based enterprise, and we should have seen by now that disputes about what should count as evidence have had an important impact on the development of psychology as a discipline. For example, the rise of behaviorism was driven by the idea that only observable behavior is legitimate data for psychology, because only data that can be observed by others and agreed upon can be objective. Many other disciplines have had less trouble with this particular issue, partly because they have fewer choices about which methods to use when gathering evidence, etc. What kinds of data to collect and what kinds of data and evidence that you can accept. Think, for example, of mechanical engineering, chemistry or geology, and compare these with psychology. The range of choices open to psychologists arises from the complexity of their subject matter, understanding and explaining humans and, to a lesser extent, other species. Psychology is unusual because its subject matter, which is people, ourselves, are not only extremely complex, but also reactive. And because we are inevitably involved in it, personally, socially, and politically. This involvement is part of what fuels debates about how to do psychology and what counts as legitimate data. The next part of this program will bring up some examples of how the unusual nature of psychology as a subject influences the actual practice of research. We're going to look at the impact of our involvement on how research questions are formulated, the various kinds of evidence which can be used, and we shall also take a look at the range of methods that are available when collecting the evidence and evaluating the findings. Researching ourselves, we begin that tomorrow on the English programme.